מסכת פרפר כמו משדל לא היה איפן לא חטא זה גבי חטאות ולכינו את על גבי חזר. When they prepared them, entire people who were involved in the process of spreading the ashes of the Paraduma, if a psul happened to the Paraduma, they needed to take a new Paraduma, they would have to start the whole process again by being entire people. Again, they can't rely on that which they were already entire people for the Paraduma, which became possible. Since now they're taking a new Paraduma, they have to start the process again. And so too, if they had prepared a tinok, a child, and they were entire him and raised him on the rock, like we saw previously, in order that that child would draw water from the Meshiluach. Now, if something happened, that child was unable to draw water from the Meshiluach. Even though there was another child who was with him on the rock and who was also tar, but that child was not due to be the one to draw the water from the Meshiluach. Now that the first child cannot draw the water, they can't use a different child who was with him on the rock and who was tar to draw water from the Meshiluach. And since originally they were not going to use that child to draw water from the Meshiluach, they cannot use him now. Instead, they would have to start the process again, as we saw previously. They would bring women who are pregnant onto a rock which had a type of space underneath it, and then the children would be raised with in mind that those children would be used to draw the water from the Mei Shiluach. As Chazal was very machmir with the process of Paraduma, as was said previously, and since we were makel to use a coin of the Sfulion to sprinkle the ash of the Paraduma, there are machmir in other ways. The Tzrich and Hayu Atinokes Lahazois, Devei Rabbi Yosi Agudah. Rabbi Yosi Agudah holds that those children who were used to draw water from the Mei Shiluach, we would first sprinkle on them some Afer Paraduma to make sure they were not Tame from a Mase. Even though they were raised in such a way that they cannot have become Tame from a Mase in a usual way, we're afraid that even so they became Tame to a Mase, as maybe an Orez, a quill, had a Kedais from a Mase in his mouth, and he spit it out onto the child, causing him to become Tame to a Mase. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi Agudah, we would have to sprinkle on that children from the Afer of the Paraduma. Rabbi Kiva Imer Aloha Yitzrich and Lahazad. Rabbi Kiva says, we're not afraid they became Tame to a Mase at all, since they were raised in such a way that they cannot have become Tame to a Mase. Therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, they did not sprinkle from the Afer Paraduma on the children. But Rabbi Kiva would admit that the children would have to be Tayvel. They would have to immerse themselves in the mikvah before they drew the water from the Mei Shiluach, as maybe they became Tame to a Sheretz. As even though they cannot have become Tame to a Mase, it's possible that they became Tame to a Sheretz. So therefore, they would have to immerse themselves in the mikvah before they drew the water from the Mei Shiluach. They didn't find ashes from the seven Paraduma that were done from the times of Ezra HaKohen or from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. As we said previously, that the Kohen who was due to burn the Paraduma, they would first sprinkle on him from the ashes of all the Paraduma that were done from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, as they put away some of the ashes from each Paraduma that was burnt from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. There were seven altogether, and if they didn't find ashes from all seven, Oisin Meshesh, Mechamesh, Mearba, Meshalosh, Mishnayim, Umeyachet. If all they had were ashes from six Paradumas, they would sprinkle on the coin from the ashes of those six. If all they had were ashes from five, they would sprinkle on him from those five. Or if all they were left were four, three, two, or one, so they would sprinkle on the coin from whatever ashes they had left. Umeyasa. He said that they're all together seven Paradumas that were done. Who did these Paraduma? Harishayna also Moshe. The first Paraduma was done by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar, and the ashes from the Paraduma that was burned by Moshe Rabbeinu lasted all the way through till the end of the Bayis Rishon, until the Bayis Sheni. Those ashes were around for all those hundreds of years until the times of Ezra HaKohen, which was in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Bashnia also Ezra. Ezra HaKohen, in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, he did the second Paraduma. B'chameish me'ezra ve'elach, divrei Rabbi Meir, and there were five more after the tithe of Ezra, according to Rabbi Meir. Altogether, in the history of Klai Yisrael, there were seven Paradumas done, according to Rabbi Meir, and they left over some of the ashes from each one of the Paradumas, in order that when a coin was ready to burn the Paraduma, they would sprinkle on that coin from the ashes of all the Paradumas that were done from the tithe of Moshe Rabbi. Said, there were seven Paradumas from the time of Ezra and on, meaning beside the Paraduma that Ezra did and the Paraduma that Moshe Rabbeinu did, there were seven other ones altogether. There were nine Paradumas from the time Moshe Rabbeinu, and the tenth one will be done from Harav Yemenu in the times of Mashiach. Umi also, who were the one that did the Paraduma that were done after the time of Ezra HaKohen. Shemin HaTzadik V'Yochanan Kohen Gadol Asu Stayim Stayim. Shimon HaTzadik and Yochanan Kohen Gadol each did two para adumah. But according to Rabbi Meir, who said that there were only five para adumah done after the tithe of Ezra HaKohen, he holds that the reason why Shimon HaTzadik and Yochanan Kohen Gadol did two para adumah is because the first one they did became pasul. So therefore we count only one that was done by Shimon HaTzadik and only one that was done by Yochanan Kohen Gadol. While Chacham holds that both of them were done by Shimon HaTzadik and Yochanan Kohen Gadol were kosher. Eliyo Eni ben Akov v'chanama ha-mitzri v'yishmol ben fi'avi osu achas achas. And following Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Eliyo Eni ben Akov did one paraduma, chanama ha-mitzri did one paraduma, and Yishmol ben fi'avi also did a paraduma. Altogether, there were seven paradumas done after the times of Ezra, nine altogether, including the one that Ezra coined and Moshe Rabbeinu did, and the tenth one will be done from Harav Yemenu in the times of Mashiach.